USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least five people have died in Calhoun County after multiple tornadoes touched down. There was heavy damage in Shelby County, where thousands of people are still without power.
Just be aware that when power starts coming back on, that's a lot of times when fire starts. It's because a stove might have been left on when the power went out and they forgot about it.
That's Cahaba Valley Fire Chief Buddy Wilkes, whose crews are assisting in Shelby County. The number of dead from the winter storm that struck Texas in February has risen to 111. That's more than double the initial tally. The Texas Department of State Health Services says most of the deaths occurred from hypothermia. The storm knocked out power to more than 4 million customers statewide, and many of the people were without clean water for more than a week. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
During his first official news conference, President Biden was asked about North Korea, which has conducted missile tests this week. Korean state media claims that Pyongyang has launched a new tactical guided weapon.
There will be responses if they choose to escalate. We will respond accordingly.
A few hours after the president's news conference, North Korea conducted another test. That would be the third one this week. A State Department spokesman issued a statement condemning the launches. He said they threatened the region as well as the broader international community. Jacob Blake, who was paralyzed after he was shot in the back by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin last August, has filed a civil lawsuit. He's now accusing the officer of using excessive force when he was shot 7 times in the back. His attorney said he's seeking unspecified damages against Officer Rustin Chesky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwan-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. USA's John Clements reports.
Dozens of other ships have not been able to traverse the Suez Canal that is vital to about 10% of the global trade. Those ships remain anchored at either end of the canal. Concern now is that the Ever Given container ship could be damaged, further disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day traveling through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A drug maker that is trying to get its COVID-19 vaccine approved in the United States is coming clean about its efficiency. USA Radio's Lance Pry has more.
AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.